Okay, last week we started to look at observation, interpretation, see that observation can be broken down into three parts. There's an observation of the whole, which is basically just reading passage through. The thing to do is to read it through several times, and it's just an overview. And as you read it through several times, again, without stopping, just read it, you will observe certain things, and each time you read it through, you will observe more. Again, it's just like looking at the picture on the puzzle box. You become more and more familiar with the subject matter. You become more and more familiar where the parts go. There's also an observation of the parts and observation of the details, which we'll get to. But let's turn to the book of John, chapter 10. Just as an example, read verses 14 through 18. Say you were going to study those verses. The place to begin, again, is to just read it through. Read it through 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Some may think, well, that's not necessary. You'd be surprised. The more you read it through, again, at this point, you're just reading it. You're not looking for details or depth. You're just making general observations. In verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, there's a lot in those verses, and that's why we've picked this particular passage. When we get to observing parts, we'll go back to this passage and look at it in parts and in details. But just reading it through. Again, one of the purposes of reading it through is to gather information. And just reading it through, we should be able to gather enough information to make a general outline, which is simply drawing out what is there in a logical and systematic way. We see the subject matter is Christ is the shepherd. I mean, that's very obvious as you read that. You see that Christ is speaking. He's speaking of himself. When you read something through, when you make a general overview, there's two things that you need to look for: personal pronouns and repetition. The Bible is very, very repetitious, and that's good. And there's a lot of lessons there. But as you read through these verses, you notice the one speaking, Jesus Christ. He uses personal pronouns three times in verse 14, four times in verse 15, three times in verse 16, five times in verse 17, six times in verse 18. So in those verses, he refers to himself directly He also refers to himself indirectly, but directly he refers to himself 21 times. So it is very obvious that he is speaking of himself. Now, as you read through, again, just observing the whole, there are three things that stand out. There is, again, Christ is a shepherd. We have the character of the shepherd. He presents his own character. We see also what Christ, as the shepherd, does for his sheep. And we see, thirdly, the character of the sheep. I mean, just reading that through without stopping, without even giving it a whole lot of thought, you can't help but see at least those three things. And you can't help but see that Christ is the shepherd. Again, if you were to make an outline, one of the first points would be the character of Christ as a shepherd. And he tells us his character as a shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Verse 14, he begins, "I am the good shepherd." And that's basically the subject of these verses. You'll usually find the subject at the beginning of a passage. You won't find it at the end. You'll usually find it at the beginning. It may be toward the middle sometimes, but usually, generally, it's at the beginning. And we see, "I am the good shepherd." We see in verse 14 also, he knows the sheep. He knows the sheep. We also see that he's known of the Father, and that he knows the Father. And if you were to look more at the details, you see more about that. He is loved of the Father. We see in verse 18, he's beyond the power of man. He says, "No man taketh it from me," speaking of his life. So Christ as the shepherd is beyond the power of man. And we see that he possesses all authority. He says, "I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again," or "I have authority." I have authority from God to lay it down. I have authority from God to take it up again, speaking, of course, of the resurrection. So just reading through, and again, it may take 6-7 times to gather this information, but just reading it through, you see several things about the shepherd. And that's the importance of an outline, is you have a main point, the character of the shepherd. Again, it's established in verse 14, "I am the good shepherd." That's the main point. I am the good shepherd. Now you need to, as you read, try to observe things about that about the main point, about the subject. When people write, or when they speak, hopefully they establish a subject and the things they say relates to that subject. It's very frustrating when someone announces a subject and they never get to it. The Bible isn't like that. The subject is made plain, and then everything around that subject has to do with the subject. So you know you look for that point, the character of the shepherd, and then you just look for subpoints under that. The next thing you see is what Christ does for his sheep. In verse 15, again, you see, as you read this passage through, you see there's three main characters. There's Christ, there's the Father, and there's sheep. And you need to, and this passage relates to those three individuals, Christ, Father, sheep. We see in verse 15, "I laid down my life for the sheep." Now, if you were going to, after you've made your overview, and then now you want to go back and start looking at details, you're going to start asking questions like, "Who are the sheep?" And that's how you progress in your study. But we see a repetition here in verse 15. "I laid down my life for the sheep." In verse 17, "I laid down my life." In verse 18, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." Three times, That's repetition. Three times in just few amount of verses, he talks, has the good shepherd, and he says the good shepherd layeth down his life. And he says the good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. Something else he does for the sheep in verse 16. And other sheep, which I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. So he lays down his life for the sheep. A second thing that he does for the sheep is he brings them. And then there's a third thing in verse 16 also. They shall hear my voice. In other words, he calls them. And again, as you just read through without giving a whole lot of thought, you notice these things. Then we see also one of the characters of these verses is the sheep. And we see some characteristics about them. We see in verse 14 that they know and am known of mine. So the sheep belong to him. Sheep have been given him. And the sheep know him. The sheep know God. And we see there in verse 16 that they hear his voice. So it's very important when studying a passage of Scripture to read it through several times, jot down information that you gather, and then as you've read it, say, seven times, and you, each time you jot something down that you observe. And now you can go back, you look at what you observe, and you should be able to put it in some kind of order. You said, well, that's what you'd want to do if you taught a class or preached a message. That's true. But that's what you want to do in basic Bible study also, is things must be put in an order because they are in an order in the Word of God. And everything makes more sense when it's in order. And so it's very important to just make general observations. But again, we must realize that just reading a passage through, just an overview of a passage of Scripture, is not where Bible study ends. That's where it begins. That's not where it ends. If that's as far as you get, that's better than nothing. But you're not going to grow a whole lot. You have to. That's the first step. And then you move on to the parts. Just like, again, looking at the picture in the box isn't going to get the puzzle put together. You have to move on to the steps. You have to separate the pieces. You have to put the pieces in groups, and it makes it so much easier. And that will bring us to observing the parts. That's what we're doing when we observe the parts. Now we're looking at the pieces. The pieces are the words, and you begin to group the words. That's why words make sense. They're grouped. If you don't group words, or if you take words out of their group, they don't make sense. They don't fit. So observation is very, very important, extremely important. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being in your house, and we pray, Lord, that you'd help us today to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, we pray that you draw us closer to thee. Help us, Lord, to be more like thee. Lord, for those that are lost, we pray that you'd speak to their hearts, that you'd open their hearts to salvation this day, that you'd save their souls. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.